Let's turn to Psalm 130. I'm going to read it out of the King James first. Psalm 130 in your Bibles. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If thou, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who should stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord, more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. Oh, my goodness. That psalm, for anyone who's reading through the Bible in a year, they would probably, if they were following a schedule, be on that psalm today. And I think of those dear ones in Florida who had friends and relatives whose lives were taken by a terrorist. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, they are calling out to the Lord this morning. Let me read it to you from the Message. It just so touched my heart. Help, God. The bottom has fallen out of my life. Master, hear my cry for help. Listen hard. Open your ears. Listen to my cries for mercy. If you, God, kept records of wrongdoings, who would stand a chance? As it turns out, forgiveness is your habit. And that's why you're worshipped. I pray to God, my life a prayer, and I'll wait for what he'll say and do. My life's on the line before God, my Lord, waiting and watching till morning, waiting and watching till morning. O Israel, wait and watch for God. With God's arrival comes love. With God's arrival comes generous redemption. Amen. What a beautiful psalm. What an absolutely beautiful psalm. God wrote it. Peterson translated, and it comes into our hearts, and we can hold on to it today. Let's stand and let's say together before we go into worship, let's say verses 3 and 4 from the Message translation, because this is what it's all about. We're Christians. We say this boldly.
If you, God, kept records on wrongdoings, who would stand a chance? As it turns out, forgiveness is your habit, and that's why you're worshipped.
And that's why we're worshiping him this morning.
That's right.
Blessed be the Lord. You had a fabulous plan. You followed through. You carried it out. And because of that, you and I are forgiven.